The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources is collaborating with the security agencies and other stakeholders in the mining sector to come out with a uniform policy on small-scale mining. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the sector minister Mike Hammer said lack of clear guidelines and stiffer punishment meted out to those engaged in illegal mining contributes to regular flouting of laws.
We are working closely with national security, and in the coming days we would come up strongly with some statements. The ministry itself, through the Minerals Commission, is also going to do a press conference on Monday to assure the public. And also it's important to also to understand that small-scale mining is the prison of Ghanaians. No foreigner is supposed to be engaged in small-scale mining. And I know the National Security Subcommittee on Natural Resources, particularly with regards to the mining sector, is also having a program to control the situation. So I'm saying that we are looking at it on all fronts. And in the coming days, particularly this week, I'm sure that clear directives will be issued by the appropriate.
Looking at the situation, I would say it's complex because it involves a lot of institutions, the national security, the mineral commission, the police, and others. So are you collaborating with these people to scrutinize the Chinese who come into the country?
There is the national security advisor at the castle had had quite a number of meetings on this issue, bringing on board all the other sectors who also have a role to play. Meetings with the judiciary, we met the chief justice, and we are working at it. We've also held fora to upgrade the capacity of the judges to appreciate the issues with regards to natural resources, particularly with mining. Very hopeful that they will be able to build enough capacity to deal with these issues.
So in this respect, are you coming out with a uniform punishment to be meted out to people who are engaged
that will come
in dissipation of natural resources?
No, I don't understand. Say policy reforms. With the policy reforms, there are also ongoing legal and regulatory reforms to give full effect to the existing act, to also help us, as it were, to come up with appropriate sanctions in the regulations, deal with the issue. So I'm saying the multi-pronged approach. It's cross-sectorial, inter-agency, and our engagement with civil society also has to be deepened.
Mr. Hammer challenged traditional chiefs and the judiciary not to compromise their position with offers from illegal miners.
The chiefs don't even understand that even if the land is yours, the natural resources that is found on the land, in and that is vested in the state, vested in the president, and held in trust for the people of Ghana. So even though the land is yours, but the minerals that you found in the land belong to the state. You only have a surface right.
Most but has the minister undertaking any education to let them understand the situation?
Yes, we have, and we continue to do it through our respective division, various fora that we've held. It's a continuous process that we've been engaged in, and we intend to even deepen and widen it. If you, in your own personal interest, you allow a Chinese to remain on the land and he destroys it, what about your subject who is a farmer? Yeah, how is he going to get a land to farm and can live for himself and the family? When it comes to the police, when illegal miners are arrested, from the charge sheet to evidence gathering to engagement of the judge, you know, it's all challenge in the sense that, you see, they need to prefer appropriate charges against them because these illegal miners are wealthy. No, they're able to compromise their position, and then the charges is effective, evidence gathering is effective. And then when the engagement of the judge, because you, the police prosecutor, you have to engage the judges constructively. You have to appreciate the enormity of the problem. But if you tell the judge, oh, I caught this man doing galamsey river dream, and the judge also look at the stats, oh, galamsey, okay, you have to charge him $2 million, and I discharge him, and I return his equipment to him. The man goes back, and the next day he's doing the galamsey again.
Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, talking to Yaya Kwamwa.